The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Now we have a nice change for you at Mass this morning. Instead of having to listen to what you normally have to endure on a Sunday morning, we have Father Michael Fish, who's going to talk to us this morning. You're very welcome, Father Michael.
Thank you, Dennis. Good morning. It's wonderful to be back at Holy Family again, and especially for these coming 3 days of the parish mission, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Every journey, whether it's short, long, or epic, has the potential to change us, to make us grow, to give us freedom and new life. Every journey has that potential, that opportunity. And if we look at the readings today, we see Jacob taking a huge risk to leave his home and set out for Egypt where his son is and begin a whole new way of life. And then we see the people of Israel who've been in Egypt for all those years and have now become slaves. And God invites them to break away and to go to the promised land, but many of them would prefer the security of slavery rather than to set out to freedom. And then we see Jesus pushed by the Holy Spirit to make a journey into the desert to meet the tempter, to meet his demons. So every journey, there's this possibility of change, of new life, of freedom. What's also interesting about a journey is that a journey has within it a certain movement, a certain dynamic, It has stages. And whether it's a long journey or a short journey, those same stages, that same dynamic is present in every journey. And it's very vital that we know the stages so we can find out where are we on this journey called life. Also strange that the person who can tell us most clearly about the phases or the stages or the dynamic of journey is a poet, an American poet, Mary Oliver, who just died a few weeks ago, God rest her. But one of her most popular poems is called The Journey. And in it, Mary Oliver talks about the different phases of this journey called life. And she had many difficulties. She came from a very challenging, dysfunctional childhood. She had many challenges as an adult. So it's almost like this poem is the story of all her journeys in one. And she begins the poem with this beautiful line. One day, you finally knew what you had to do and began. One day, you finally, finally knew what you had to do and began. Isn't that true? That there's like, often there's a murmuring in us, there's a bubbling in us. There's a movement in us. And what is that movement? What is that bubbling? It's this voice saying to us in a way, how long are you going to live half a life? How long are you going to live this life of flatness, of joylessness, of emptiness? When are you going to do what you believe you should do? And so Mary Oliver says that this moment happens in each one of us. But the minute we say yes to the journey of life, the minute we say yes to accepting the challenge to become who we are, that moment, voices come up within us. Voices that say, don't do it. Stay where you are. It's safer to be in the known than to go into the unknown. Don't do it. Stay here. Be careful. Watch out. Stay put. Stay safe. And if you think you can manage those voices, as soon as you get those voices fairly quiet, then up come voices from your family and friends that say the same thing. Are you mad? Don't change. It's better to stay with what you know. And why do those family and friends say that? Because they know if you change, they're going to have to change. So they want to keep everything in the status quo. They want to keep us in the safety of the known, of the security of the known. But, says Mary Oliver, it's already late enough. Doesn't that apply to all of us? It's already late enough. How long are we going to keep procrastinating being who we are? How long are we going to keep pushing aside this invitation to become alive and to do what you're called to do, to be the full you? It's already late enough. And you would think that if you did silence those voices, you would think that immediately God would say, well done, come on, let's go on this journey of you becoming who you really are. But Mary Oliver says no. Even if you've silenced the voices and you've heard the rumbling, Mary Oliver says, no, God wants to test us. And she says, it's a wild night. And the road is strewn with fallen branches and stones. It's a wild night, so it's darkness. And there's a storm. and the road is strewn with fallen branches and stones. It's almost as if, even if when we've silenced all those inner and outer voices, God wants to test us. Have you got the determination? Have you got the deep desire? Have you got the guts? Have you got the metal to step out on this adventure of becoming fully alive? And that's really the big question that haunts us. Have we got that freedom to step out and to become fully alive? Then says Mary, if you can silence the voices, and if you can step out and you can navigate the problems, the tests that God gives you, then slowly, she says, the stars begin to burn through the sheets of cloud. The stars are always there. But the problem is, we live such a clouded life, such a gray life, such an overcast life. We don't see the stars that are always there. What are the stars? They are the stars showing us where we must go to our Bethlehem, like the Magi. And the reason we don't see the stars is because we live this overcast gray life. But, says Mary, the minute you decide to step out on this journey, the stars begin to burn through the sheets of cloud, and there is a new voice which you slowly begin to recognize as your own. What's that new voice? That new voice is the rumbling you heard in the very beginning, that rumbling, that murmuring in you. Now, because you've set out on the journey, you've said yes to the journey, that rumbling now becomes a new voice, your voice, that accompanies you as you go on the journey deeper and deeper into the world to become who you are. What's interesting is there's a real connection between journey and temptations. The minute we say yes to the journey, up come the temptations. Where do you think that desert was that Jesus went into and was tempted? Where do you think it was? It wasn't in Palestine. Where was it? It was in his heart. The desert was in his heart. Where does the journey take place? It's in our heart. What was Jesus' temptation that we heard about in the gospel today? What was his temptation? Which voice to listen to? Whether Jesus was going to listen to the seductive voice of the evil spirit, or was he going to listen to that deep voice, which was his voice, telling him who he was, reminding him of who he was? It's the same with us. Every temptation we have is a temptation about which voice are we going to listen to? The dark voice or the deep voice of who we are? And so every journey we make helps us go through this dynamic over and over and strengthens us for saying yes to the great journey of life. That's why personally I keep being drawn to the Camino de Santiago, that walk across Spain. I've done it a number of times. And the reason I keep doing it is because each time I do it, it makes me more aware of my journey in life. And the interesting thing is, even though I've done the journey a number of times, I've got to go through those same dynamics that Mary Oliver talks about. It starts off with all sorts of doubts. Am I too old for this? Will my body hold out? What happens if I get sick? What happens if there's an accident? All those thoughts of fear come every time I want to make the Camino. And then people around me say, what, you're going to do it again? What didn't you learn the first time? What's the point of walking across blasted Spain over and over again? So I've got all those voices to deal with. And then every time before the Camino begins, there are problems. There are obstacles. But once I've silenced the voices, once I've got through those initial obstacles, my stars begin to shine. And I hear my voice speaking and carries me for 20, 30 days on the walk, and I discover again who I am. That's why I keep doing. Lent is a journey. It'll be beginning today. This parish mission is a little mini journey. And Lent and the mission are here to ask you, where are you on the great journey of life? Where are you? So if you beginning to hear that rumbling in you, that murmuring in you, that call in you, come to the mission. If you are beginning to feel that that day, one day, you finally knew what you had to do, if you beginning to feel that day is close by, come to the mission. If you're struggling about which voice you should be listening to at this time in your life, come to the mission. If you're dealing with those obstacles, those fallen branches and stones on your journey, come to the mission. Because, as Mary Oliver says, it's already late enough. It's already late enough. And so I have some homework for you. I want you all to go home today and I want you to Google Mary Oliver the Journey, that poem I've been talking about. So go home and Google Mary Oliver the Journey. And I want you to read that poem two or three times today, just to see where are you on the journey of life? Which phase, which stage are you in? Then I want you to take your schedule and have a look at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. And I want you to cancel appointments so that you can either come here at 9:15 in the morning for the talk in the hall, or 7 o'clock in the evening for the same talk again. And I want you, as the last part of your homework, I want you to phone up those family and friends especially whose voices keep you stuck. But don't tell them that, of course. Just invite them to the mission so that those people in your life, together with you, together with the parish, we can set out together on this amazing adventure, becoming who we really are and walking the journey into the fullness of life.